Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK, Unalaska News Nightly. I'm Ellen Lockyer. This week on AK, sprouts growing right here in frigid Alaska. Fresh, locally grown vegetables are getting easier to find in Alaska in the summer, but they are still very scarce in the winter. An entrepreneur in Anchorage is starting to change that. He's growing sprouts and basil and making tofu in a small windowless building in Spinard. Alaska Sprouts mostly sells to local restaurants right now, but is hoping to expand into the retail market. APRN's Annie Feit dropped by the operation and has this story.
When you're growing vegetables indoors, when it's minus 5 outdoors, there are a few unique variables to consider.
Is your car warm enough, do you think, for that?
Should
for the basil?
Good. Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
like making sure the basil doesn't sit too long in a cold car. On this morning, an Alaska Sprouts employee is delivering the basil plants to Nusagaya Market. Basil is a relatively new plant for Alaska Sprouts. Owner S.J. Klein says it costs him $15 in electricity to produce $20 worth of cut basil, so he started selling whole plants instead.
The basil market's huge in Alaska, but, the energy issues, there's a reason why most of the basil that you buy in Alaska comes from California and Hawaii. You know, sunlight's cheap, and we don't have much of it right now.
Still, Klein is optimistic he'll eventually figure out how to make more money from basil. And since he launched Alaska Sprouts 3 years ago, figuring things out is something Klein has had to do very well. He says it's not an easy business to succeed in.
The sprout business, like any part of the grocery business, is very competitive. And it's a do-or-die business. If you do something poorly, you're done.
He says he can't beat the prices Lower 48 companies offer, but he can compete on freshness and quality.
Like in LA, they make sprouts and tofu for a population of 10 million. When I'm competing with that kind of scale of operation, if it's just on price, I'll never win.
When he bought the sprout growing equipment, a tofu making set was included in the deal. So one room of the business is dedicated to tofu production. When Klein shows me inside, it's like walking into a steam room, which helps explain why he's dressed in heavy-duty waders like a fisherman.
This is tofu making regalia. Yeah.
Does it get pretty messy?
It can. Yeah. See, every once in a while, there's a tofu explosion.
Today, the tofu hasn't exploded, but there is another problem.
When I press it, a lot of the stuff is going to go through.
All right, so yeah, let's dump this one. We'll start over.
The soy milk made on site wasn't fresh enough, and so the tofu didn't form properly. Klein works with his employee to dispose of it.
And
here. Oh, you're going to pick up the
tofu? Yeah, pick up each side.
I think it's going to rip.
No, we'll pick it up and we'll drain it. Right there. Oh! Yum!
Minor hiccups aside, Klein says the tofu business is going well. He sells it and sprouts to many of the Thai, Lao, and Vietnamese restaurants in town. He says food safety has to be a big focus, especially with the sprouts, because they're so easily contaminated.
The conditions for growing sprouts are really perfect for growing anything. And, you know, we have a food system where, I mean, you've got salmonella on tomatoes, and spinach is contaminated, and peppers, and, you know, I mean, seeds can be contaminated too. So we take a lot of precautions. We follow all the recommendations that the FDA has put out, and I mean we constantly work to make sure that the food that we sell is safe.
Klein says health inspectors visit regularly. He hasn't yet heard from the Anchorage police, but he can imagine his operation attracting their attention.
I've got a friend who's a cop, and he asked me what I was doing one day. I hadn't seen him in a while. I'm like, oh, I've got a small indoor growing operation, and totally his eyebrows raised, and I'm like, it's okay, I grow sprouts. He's like, oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, we have high water usage, pretty high electricity usage here, lots of gas. I mean, and it's a windowless building, so... If I didn't know any better, I'd be curious too.
Klein appears to be very good at multitasking. Even during our interview, he's on the job, dipping an electronic contraption into a plastic cup of fresh soy milk.
Hey, Justin.
Go!
6.75.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Like a vintner, he's measuring the sugar content or strength of the soy milk. That lets him know how much milk will be needed to make tofu. Klein hopes his tofu and other food will eventually be widely available in local grocery stores. For now, though, he seems content to perfect his craft.
It's a lot of fun.
Is it sort of cool to, on a day when it's below zero, to come in here and see green things?
Oh, yeah. It's, yeah, especially you can, when we're harvesting our basil, just it's all over your face and skin, and, you know, you can't get rid of the smell of basil the rest of the day.
Klein says each year operating Alaska Sprouts has been a bit better than the last, and after apologizing for the horrible pun, says business is definitely growing. For AK, I'm Annie Feit.